At one point during the height of the storm, about 8 counties were under a severe thunderstorm warning all at the very same time. As luck would have it, the storms began to weaken in intensity as they made their way toward the parkland. But that did not stop some power outages from taking place. Black River Electric Cooperative indicating about 400 of their customers during the height of the storm were without power. Crawford Electric, which handles actually power supply almost all the way to Potosi in Washington County, also had several hundred customers were without power. Ameren UE reporting a handful of sporadic power outages as well. Then, as the storms made their way through the parkland, after they began exiting out of St. Francis County, they re-intensified and began prompting thunderstorm warnings yet once again throughout southeast Missouri and into southern Illinois, leaving additional power outages and damage across that area of southeast Missouri as well. Matt McClain, KFMO, B104 News.